ما شاء الله، امين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته to one and all. May Allah accept us for his deen. May Allah enable us to do what is right and say what is right. May Allah enable us all to prepare for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah help the ummah of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the four corners of the world. We were discussing the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival in Medina Munawwara, and one of the communities residing in Medina Munawwara was the Jewish community. What brought them there was the fact that they knew about our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival in Medina Munawwara from their own very books. Alhamdulillah, there are some discussions we've had about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their books, Sahaba kiram in their books, radiyallahu anhum, and those discussions are available. So we just mentioned Sahaba radiyallahu anhum also went through a test. Allah commanded them to face Baytul Maqdis when their hearts were yearning for Kaaba, but they remained firm in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they remained facing Baytul Maqdis until Sha'ban, the second year, and that's when the command of Allah came. We discussed the Sahabi radiyallahu anhu whose heart was yearning for Kaaba, and he passed on prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival in Medina Munawwara, Hazrat Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiyallahu anhu. But then we also mentioned the test of Allah to the Jewish community, that they were awaiting the final Nabi of Allah. They knew about him. They recognized him clearly without any doubt. But Allahu Akbar, there were many who refuted our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam due to diseases in their hearts, especially the disease of racism. Allah tested them, even though they knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to be of their tribe. He was to be from the offspring of Banu, of Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. But they couldn't bear this. But Allah told them that I will put you to shame. I will shame you with the unlettered nation. They knew about it. It's still in their books. But we can't make a blanket statement. There are many amongst the Jewish community at that time and the Christian community who embraced Islam and became of the great Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's discuss some of them. One was such an amazing Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He was a Jewish rabbi. He was famous. He was known. He was loved by the people. He comes from the offspring of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf ibn Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, and he resided in Quba for the first few days, and a man came to him, this Jewish rabbi. He says, I was busy with my date palm tree, doing some work in my farm, and my aunt Khalida, or Khalda, both reports concerning her name, Bintul Harith, she was sitting under the tree. And I heard the news of the arrival of the Nabi of Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was elated, I made takbir, I called out the greatness of Allah. So my aunt said to me, when she heard my joy and my reaction and my praise of Allah, she said, may God disgrace you. Why are you so happy? If you heard of the arrival of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, you wouldn't have been happier than that. I saw how happy you were, O my nephew. So I said, my respected aunt, by Allah, this is the brother of Musa alayhi salam, and he is upon the deen of Musa alayhi salam. Bu'itha bima bu'itha bihi. He sent with exactly what Musa alayhi salam has been sent by Allah with. Then she said to me, O my nephew, is he the Nabi of Allah whom, or regarding whom, we were always told that he will be sent prior to judgment day? So I said to her, yes, ma, yes, my aunt. She says, then I understand the reason for your joy. He says, then I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I embraced Islam. So who was he? He was none other than Al-Husayn with a sa'd. Al-Husayn bin Salam bin Harith radiallahu anhu. But when he came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed his name. It is not necessary to change one's name if somebody embraces Islam. Many a time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't change people's names. Sometimes a person embraces Islam, we shouldn't force them to change their name unless the meaning has a negative connotation. But we can encourage them to keep a Sahabi's name or a name that has a Muslim identity, which is much greater and preferable. Even though there's another Sahabi with the name of Husayn, like the father of Imran bin Husayn, And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's grandson was Hussein with a Sin. But even though there was another Sahabi's name, Hussein, but Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed the name of Abdullah. He embraced Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him Abdullah. This was because of the speciality of the person of Abdullah. This was the special bond he had with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he is one of the 10 of Jannah. Now, is this the Ashra Mubashara? He is one of the great ranking Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Imagine, Ashir wa Ashara, one of the 10 in paradise. So it seems this is another grading. After the grading of the Ashra Mubashara, there's another very special 10. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam is one of them. It's reported in Ibn Hisham's Sirah. He says, when I embraced Islam, I mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the slanderous way of the Jewish community. But prior to that, he also mentions the first words he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he met Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the first time. He said, I saw his face and I recognized from his face that this can never be the face of a liar. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first words were, Ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wa at'imu at'am, wa silu al-arham, wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam, tadkhulu al-jannata bisalam. O humanity, spread salams amongst people. Make salam to people. What an amazing sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, before judgment day, people won't greet each other unless they know each other. The sunnah is greet people irrespective of whether we know them or not. Spread salam. Be the first to make salam. Feed people food. Join ties with people. And pray at night when others are asleep. Your entry to paradise would be ease and comfortable. This was the first words he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, subhanallah, he mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he would come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam very often, that my people are very slanderous. I love you, O Allah's Nabi, to keep me inside your house in some concealed area. And I want you to invite the Jewish community and ask them about me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did so. And he invited the Jewish community and he spoke to them. So we learned there's many occasions where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited the Jews to Islam. There were Sahaba Kiram like Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal. They would go to the Jews in their areas and would invite them to Islam. There was Sahaba from the Ansar who would say to the Jewish community, like Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal, didn't you all tell us about our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now you all reject him? So here Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, tell me, who is Hussein bin Salam to you all? What is his ranking and grading amongst you? They said, oh, he's our elder, our senior, our teacher, our rabbi. He's our scholar. He's amazing, he's special, he's spectacular. Meaning Sayyiduna, Wabnu Sayyidina, Wahabruna, Wa'alimuna. And just then, Hazrat Abdullah came out. And then he says, I said to them, O the congregation of the Jews, fear Allah, O my community. Accept what Allah's Nabi has brought to you. By Allah, you know indeed that this is the Nabi of Allah. You find him clearly enshrined in your books, the Torah, by his name, by his description. I testify that he is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I believe in him. I confirm him. I recognize him. They said, no, you've lied. And they then fabricated lies against him, saying, oh no, it wasn't you that we were praising. You are the worst of us. And you come from the most downtrodden, despicable lineage and family. Then Abdullah bin Salam later on said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, didn't I tell you, O Allah's Nabi, how slanderous and deceptive and disobedient is this community? Hazrat Abdullah then says, I exposed my Islam and I mentioned to them my family members all have embraced Islam, because he went home, he gave all his family, his wife, his children, his aunt, he gave them all dawat and all of them embraced Islam. His aunt Khalida embraced Islam, radiallahu anhum. The entire family, his children, all, Allahu Akbar. But why did they slander Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam? Because that was their despicable way. This is the despicable trait of racism in them. Hazrat Abdullah was not safe from the slanderous remarks of the Jewish community. As we just mentioned, Hazrat Safiya binti Huyay radiallahu anha, the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she recalled an event. She says, I was the most beloved of my father's children to him and my uncle Abu Yasir. Whenever I met them, wherever they were going, they would stop and pick me up. I was a little girl, they would carry me. If they saw me with other of their own children, they would leave the others and take me. When Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, and he resided for a few days in Quba, and that interestingly was 4 days, Monday till Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established Masjid Quba, then he entered Medina Munawwara that Friday and performed the Jumu'ah, the first Jumu'ah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. Otherwise, prior Jumu'ahs were established by Hazrat Mus'ab and Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara due to the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first Jumu'ah. So whilst Allah's Nabi was there, Hazrat Safiya says, my uncle and my father went there early in the morning, ghalas, and they were not back except after sunset. And when they were returning, they were upset, crabby, irritable, lackadaisical, dragging their feet. فَاتِرَيْنِ كَسْلَانَيْنِ سَاقِطَيْنِ يَمْشِيَانِ الْهُوَيْنَى. She says, I rushed to them as I normally would do, and by Allah, they didn't even notice me due to the grief that they were overwhelmed by. I then overheard my uncle Abu Yasir say to my father, Huyay, is he really the one? My father responded in the affirmative that yes, indeed, by Allah. He said, are you sure you recognize him? Do you confirm him to be the one described in our scriptures? Yes, indeed, it's him. So my uncle asked my father, then what do you have in your heart concerning him? And my father responded, I have hostility towards him, animosity for him by Allah, as long as I live. This was the hatred of this community. But as we mentioned, do not make a blanket statement, because there were many who were good and sincere. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Medinan community. He was kind with them. He had good interactions with the Jewish community. He tried to deal with them positively, fairly. He was just with them. But they were so negative. Sometimes the truth would slip out from their tongues. On one occasion, Salam ibn Mishkam told them, that, oh my people, listen to me this time. You can disobey me next time, but this is the Nabi of Allah. One of their leaders, Kinana bin Surya, also realized how deceptive his people were. And he acknowledged the truth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told his people, do not harm Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but bring iman upon him and in what he has brought. By Allah, he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَآمِنُوا بِهِ وَاقْبَلُوا مِنْ. So alhamdulillah, among the earliest of the Jewish community was Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Tha'laba bin Sa'ya radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usaid bin Sa'ya radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Asad bin Ubaid radiallahu anhu. And these were some of at least about 39 of the Jewish community who are ranking among the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Some even count more than that. And then there are so many from the Christian community as well. So inshallah, we will discuss some of them. May Allah enable us to learn about the Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah enable us to emulate them and to love them and to value them and to follow them and to spread the message of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the four corners of the world. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ